This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Kimberly Joyce Barnett. Date of birth, September the 1st, 1969. Case ID number is 777-4758. Date of exam, November the 7th, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination, no. Identifying information, this is a 54-year-old divorced female with two children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of bipolar disorder / paranoid schizophrenia / post-traumatic stress disorder / depression / anxiety / panic attacks, comma, and rheumatoid arthritis with knee and hand pain. The claimant is presently unemployed, and her last employment date was in 2010, where she worked at a tractor and supply company for 2 to 3 months. She also worked as a human resource person for 20 years with different companies. At the present time, she lives in a townhouse with a friend and is not receiving disability benefits. She states that when she worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. Allegation number one, bipolar disorder / paranoid schizophrenia / post-traumatic stress disorder / depression / anxiety / panic attacks. Number two, rheumatoid arthritis with knee and hand pain. History of allegations. Number one, bipolar disorder / paranoid schizophrenia / post-traumatic stress disorder / depression / anxiety / panic attacks. The claimant states that in 1983, she started to develop multiple problems with depression, anxiety, and paranoid schizophrenia, along with a bipolar disorder. The claimant states that she suffers from insomnia, comma, decreased appetite with binges, comma, and nervousness. She denies any violent behavior or anger, but does hear voices and does see shadows. The claimant states she has a tendency to talk to herself, and she does have a problem with alcohol abuse, which she states she no longer drinks at this time. She denies any violent behavior. The claimant states that she suffers from sadness, comma, fear, comma, constant worrying, comma, and generalized depression and anxiety. She states as a child she suffered from separation anxiety and was sexually assaulted and raped by her cousin when she was 12 years old. Then she states in 2012, someone broke into her house, sexually assaulted her, and raped her as well. The claimant has been married 2 times and states the second marriage did not work out. At this time, she's taking multiple medications for her condition. She also states that she has had suicidal attempts in the past where she tried to hang herself, and she continues to have suicidal ideation. She says she always feels scared and has fear in her. Her medications include Orazepam 1 milligram TID, Boost Bar 15 milligrams BID, Clonidine 1 milligram TID, Trazodone 150 milligrams QHS, and Risperdal BID. She does not remember the dose. Her condition is at this time is stable and being treated, but guarded. Allegation number two, rheumatoid arthritis with knee and hand pain. The claimant states that since 2001, she has been diagnosed with rheumatoid arthritis. She states the disease has affected her hands, hip, and her knee area. She also has a history of multiple fractures, one of the collarbone, comma, right knee and ankle, comma, and other areas as well, which were confirmed with x-rays. The claimant states that she has multiple seizures and she falls and often breaks bones. She denies any surgeries or injections given for her rheumatoid arthritis, and it was diagnosed many years ago. At the present time, she's taking Celebrex 200 milligrams QD and gabapentin 100 milligrams BID for her condition. She has not had any injections given or other medications specific for her condition. Her symptoms include swelling, comma, warmth, comma, pain and stiffness, comma, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that she feels daily. Her limitations include being able to walk 1 mile, comma, stand for 30 minutes, comma, climb 2 flights of stairs, comma, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. She is right-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, and lift approximately 3 pounds above her head. She is unable to open up a jar top, use a skillet, sweep a room, or button her clothes. She has no assistive devices that she uses at this time. And her physician is Dr. Champion. The claimant's physical activity includes sometimes walking outside to get some exercise. She states she lives around a lake. Her daily activities include sleeping, comma, watching TV, comma, doing light housework, comma, going to the grocery store, comma, cooking, comma, and walking around the area where she lives. As noted earlier, she is on Celebrex 200 milligrams QD and gabapentin 100 milligrams BID. Family history. Her father died at the age of 80 from obesity, congestive heart failure, osteoarthritis, hypertension, and coronary artery disease. Her mother is 75 and has rheumatoid arthritis and a history of multiple injuries in her abdomen secondary to medical malpractice. She's had approximately 30 surgeries. Medications. Orazepam 1 milligram TID, Buspar 15 milligrams BID, Tegretol 300 milligrams BID, Clonidine 1 milligram TID, Topamax 100 milligrams, 2 tablets BID, Trazodone 150 milligrams QHS, Risperidone BID, Gabapentin 100 milligrams BID, Celebrex 200 milligrams QD. Medical problems: depression, comma, anxiety, comma, paranoid schizophrenia, comma, bipolar disorder, comma, history of suicidal attempt, comma, and post-traumatic stress disorder, comma, osteoarthritis / rheumatoid arthritis, comma, seizure disorder, comma, major surgeries, hysterectomy in 2000, appendectomy in 2003, social history, tobacco. The claimant has a history of smoking 1/4 pack of cigarettes per day for 20 years. Alcohol, the claimant states that she used to do binge drinking, but now drinks 2 to 3 drinks socially. She denies any delirium tremors, but does have a seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. She has used marijuana in the past, and the last time she used it was in 1990. communicable diseases. The claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 97.3 Fahrenheit, weight 156 pounds, height 5 feet 4 and a fourth inch tall, BP 129 over 96 mmHg, heart rate 66 beats per minute, respiration 15 respirations per minute, BMI 27, general. This is a 54-year-old female who appears to be her stated age and is in no acute distress. She also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. Could you please drop down to H-E-E-N-T? The claimant has a normal cephalic atraumatic head, no scleroderis with nota or conjunctiva petechiae. The fundoscopic examination of undilated pupils appears to be grossly normal. No oral pharyngeal erythema, exudate, or other lesions were noted. The claimant did have her upper teeth missing. External auditory canals were normal in appearance and no lesions in the nares was noted. Pupils were equally round and reacted to light and extraocular movements were intact. Visual acuity was grossly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snell and vision, OD uncorrected is 20/100. Pinhole is 20/50. Corrected is 20/50. OS uncorrected is 20/50. Pinhole is 20/50. Corrected is 20/50. Binocular uncorrected is 20/50. The claimant did not present with glasses. Could you please drop down to... muscular skeletal. The claimant had no palpable muscle spasms or tenderness. No joint swelling, erythema, fusion, or deformity was noted, except for some mild inflammation and deformity noted of her hands, especially her thumb area, which appeared to be mildly inflamed. The claimant does have full function of her hands at this time. There is a normal range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine. The claimant was able to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the upper and lower extremities. Straight leg raise examined the sitting and supine position was normal. Sensory examination was normal to light touch throughout the body. There is normal range of motion and strength of both knees. The claimant was able to squat and get up on her own. No difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table without difficulty. The claimant had no difficulty in walking on her heels and toes, as well as being able to walk at a normal tandem rate. She could stand on one foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assisted devices. She requires no assisted devices at this time. Neurological. Grip strength was plus 4 over 5 bilaterally. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical and biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were normal. Sensory examination was normal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was normal. No, there is no evidence of muscle wasting or muscle spasms. Muscle strength was plus 5 over 5 for all tested areas, period. Fine and dexterous finger control is normal bilaterally. X-rays of the left knee, no acute findings. X-rays of the right knee, no acute findings. Functional capacity, based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mildly restricted. She is able to lift, carry, and handle small to medium-sized objects. The claimant hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction, except for some mild inflammation noted on her fingers. She is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength bilaterally at plus 4 over 5. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is mildly restricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting or fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in her visual fields and minor limitations in her visual acuity, which has not been corrected with glasses. She is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does appear to have some restricted limitations in her workplace environment, secondary to depression, anxiety, and post-traumatic stress disorder. Probable diagnosis is, number one, bipolar disorder / paranoid schizophrenia / post-traumatic stress disorder / depression / anxiety / panic attacks. not confirmed with medical records. However, the claimant is being treated for multiple disorders at this time, which are psychological. Her condition is stable but guarded. Allegation number two, rheumatoid arthritis in knee and hand area. - not confirmed with medical records. And the claimant does not appear to be on any specific medications for rheumatoid arthritis at this time. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Kimberly Joyce Barnett.